So you married him. So what? That proves nothing, little girl. Nothing at all. Sure, you have your pretty little life. The perfect house with all his money. But that ring on your finger can't stop you from looking at me the way you always have. Of course I've noticed. I've seen it in your eyes for years. We've been friends so long, but we both know it's gone beyond that. You can play dumb, honey. But every time you drink, the truth spills out. You can't help yourself. You tell me how beautiful I am. How you long for curves like mine. How I'm just the perfect woman. Just compliments between friends, you could say. But these last few years, your little hands have started giving you away, and they've gotten so much braver. They can't resist brushing my body when we dance, stroking my hair as we share secrets over a bottle of wine, and all those jokes about taking me to bed with you and him. He laughs. But I can see in his face that he knows you're not kidding. He'd never share you, little girl. But he doesn't know how much of you I've already had. How easy it would be for me not to stop those drunken little fingers the next time they walk up my thigh. Next time you're nuzzling into me under the guise of girlish affection. I could have you. I could press myself against you, returning that urgency that the wine brings out in you. I could pop your buttons and lay you out like a beast from my fucking mouth. You wouldn't stop me. You want it. I know you try to make love with him. He's so gentle, so serious. He bores you to tears. Your body is wasted at his hands. You're the diligent wife. You let him clamor over you, press into you every night. But you hate it. You can't come unless you think of me. You want to know how it feels to be under me. Our nipples kissing in that wet little slit, spread open at my fingertips. How you would melt under the softness of my hands. You need me to show you how much better it can be. You need me to tell you it's not wrong wanting a girl like this. I think you know how right it would feel with me, baby. Believe me, little girl, I can do more for you in a night than he's managed in all these years. He's so textbook, running through the same old repertoire. You can predict his every move by now, and you make all the right noises so his little ego doesn't flag. How long has it been, baby? Since those noises were real. Since you could let it go without even trying. You need it so bad, don't you? So frustrating to know how easily I could give you what you want. Mm-hmm. Oh yes, I think about it too. About finally giving in to the temptation and just taking what I know is mine. You'd surrender completely to these fingers, these lips all over your bare skin. God, I've seen that little body so many times and devoured it with my eyes. But I want to be the one to strip you down and push you to the bed, the floor. Fuck. Spreading those legs wide, drinking in the sight of you, the scent, walking my hands up your legs, kissing your thighs, making you twitch and yell and beg for me. Your little pussy would be all mine, sweetie, and you know it. I'd see it in your eyes as my fingers work that aching clit. And you know I'd do better than you do yourself. And you'd remember all those times you hid from him, touching yourself all frenzied and wet, breathing so hard, thinking about exactly what my tongue is doing right fucking now. I know how desperate you are for me. How hungry. Next time you touch me, little girl, I won't stop.